We're asking all the friends to get closer to here, turn off your phones. Please go ahead. I don't know what you want. Reading the Tish, first excerpt from the words of from Baal HaSulam, Shamari 16. What is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work? It is written, Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Wherefore would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. The thing is that those who wait the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be as strong as if they see with their eyes, with certainty that it is so, meaning that the Creator guides the world in benevolence. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world in benevolence, because seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the creatures is benevolent. And while they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, we want to see the benevolence as seeing within reason. Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to impart them with such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. It means that there will not be a difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, meaning those who want to cleave to the Creator, refer to as the Day of the Lord.
This means that the Day of the Lord is the state inside a person when he needs nothing. He's willing to stay this way for his entire life, and even longer. Only one thing: to always have a desire to bestow to the Creator. Without anything in return, without knowing about it, nothing. Just to do something in a way that no one knows, including the Creator, certainly, that He's doing something for Him. That's the meaning of the Day of the Lord. And the test for it is happiness, being whole. then he is already in the correction, in the final correction. For him, this is the way it is. He wants nothing besides that. That's called the day of the Lord. Every person, wherever he is, can imagine it, can depict it. And to keep on going with it all the time. Otherwise, it's not considered the day, it's not considered wholeness. That's it, yeah.
זכרתי לחסד נעוריי, אהבת גלולותיי, אהבת גלולותיי. לכתך אחריי במדבר, בארץ לא זרוע. לכתך אחריי במדבר, בארץ לא זרוע. כה אמר השם, זכרתי לחסד נעוריי, אהבת כלולותיי, אהבת כלולותיי. לכתך אחריי במדבר, בארץ לא זרוע. לכתך אחריי במדבר, בארץ לא זרוע.
העיקר הכל למדת כלפי האדם.
The main thing is that everything is measured according to the person. To the extent that he determines the state to be, that's the way the state is. If he yearns for something beyond what he has, it's luxury. Not being content with what he's receiving from the Creator. This is a big obstacle standing on the path of each person to the wholeness. What's next? I don't know. Are you singing? Sing.
אחפש חיים, אוהל ימים, אוהל ימים, מיותו, איי איי איי, מי האיש, אחפש Svatecha midavir mirma v'sumera raseto bakeshalom v'rotfeu ay 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 mi ayish hachafetz chayim o el yamim.
The thing is that we are in a perfect state, in the final correction. We're in the center of all the worlds and all the light of Ein Sof, And all the changes are only inside a person. That's why if he determines out of his state that he is in wholeness, according to his state, then he is already on the ladder. And he is in a spiritual state. That's why it's all upon us. Don't expect for something to come from above. We can only ask for our correction, but from above, from outside, there's nothing to wait for. That's why determining in each and every state that I am in wholeness, I want nothing for myself. Rather, whatever I can, as much as I can, to bestow outwards, outside of me. That's basically the state we should long for. And that's the truth.
Excerpt number 2 from the writings of Rabash. The whole of the Torah is one holy name. We must always consider the goal, which is to do good to his creations. If the evil inclination comes to a person and asks him all of Pharaoh's questions, he should not reply with lame excuses, but say, "Now, with your questions, I can begin the work of bestowal." This means that we should not say about the questions of the evil inclination that it came to us in order to lower us from our degree. On the contrary, now it is giving us a place to work by which we will ascend on the degrees of wholeness. That is, any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator. Since each penny joins into a great amount. That is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Overcoming means taking a part of the vessel of reception and adding it to the vessels of bestowal. It is like the masach, screen, which we must put on the oviut, the thickness, coarseness. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place a masach. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings him alien thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. This is something one can do with everything one's soul desires. He should not say that now he has received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above, so as to have room to admit them into Kedusha, holiness.
I don't have much to add. The moment a person feels that the Creator is not doing good to the creatures, he's in a struggle with the Creator. He's blaming him. He may even hate him. Therefore, we should yearn as much as we can every moment to see the world in a good way, the creatures being in good states, the Creator bestowing abundance to them, and to see how we justify Him in all that seems to us not to be equal to the good that does good. But try to see the world the way it seems to the eyes of the Creator, rather than our corrupt eyes. Still, it doesn't count that much, but later on you'll see it's a great iniquity to think the way we think. That's it. Try to stay in the highest possible mood. Otherwise, you're cursing the Creator. And you are under a burdening of a heart from the klipa, from the shell. Of course, these are stages. You can't skip over them. And the children of Israel sighed because of the work, and everything's there. However, it should be in a direction that you want to determine that there's none else besides Him, the good that does good, and that everything is perfect. And any judgment you make is because of your own flaws.
La 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 la.
Excerpt number 3 from Rabash 2. What is the optional war in the work? A work of permission. It is written in the book A Sage's Fruit about the verse, "My beloved is like a gazelle." Our sages said, as the gazelle, when he runs away, he looks back. So, when the Creator leaves Israel, he turns his face back. Then, the face returns to being in the achoraim, in the back, or posterior, meaning craving and longing to cling to Israel once more. This begets in Israel longing and craving to cling to the Creator. And the measure of the longing and craving is actually the face itself. We should interpret that he means that when a person is in a state of lowliness, it is considered that the Creator has moved away from him, and he has no desire or yearning for the work. This is regarded as the Creator giving a person a shape of tastelessness about spirituality. Moreover, a person wants to escape and forget about work altogether. This is regarded as the Creator showing him the Ahawaim. The Panim, the face of the Creator, is his desire to do good to his creations. And the Ahawaim is the complete opposite. Why does the Creator show a person the Ahawaim? It is on purpose. For by this, a person gets a thrust towards the Dvekut with the Creator, for he cannot remain in a state of loneliness. It follows that here, within the Ahawaim, is the discernment of Panim.
And every time we have to turn the Ahawaim into Panim. By that you reach Dvekut. The upper always shows us the Ahawaim, the posterior side, if we're ready for it. And then we raise the Ahawaim to the degree of Panim, the face. That's how we cling to him. We rise with the Chabad Elyon. That. He drops his Ahawaim into us. That's when you see the Ahawaim and you grab it. And you want to see the Panim in it, so you raise ourselves with his Ahawaim. That's how every time you use this elevator, he goes down to us, we rise to him. He comes down to us, we go up to him. That's how it is in like a zigzag every time.
בבוקר חסדך להגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך להגיד להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות ואמונתך להגיד בבוקר חסדך להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות ואמונתך
Excerpt number 4 from Bala Sulam, letter 14. This is what the Creator gave to Moses in the verse, "Come to Pharaoh," meaning, unite the truth, for the entire approaching the king of Egypt is only to Pharaoh, to disclose the holy divinity. This is why he said, "For I have hardened his heart," etc., that I may place these signs of mine within him. In spirituality, there are no letters, as I have already elaborated on before. All the multiplication in spirituality relies on the letters that are sucked from the materiality of this world, as in, "and creator of darkness." There are no additions or novelties here, but the creation of darkness, the Merkava, the chariot of structure, that is suited to disclose that the light is good. It follows that the Creator himself hardened his heart. Why? Because I need letters. This is the meaning of that I may place these signs of mine within him, these signs of mine within him, and that you may tell, etc., that you may know that I am the Lord. Explanation. Once the letters are accepted, meaning when you understand that I gave and troubled for you, as in, do not move from behind me, etc., for you will thoroughly keep the Achoraim for me, for my name, then the abundance will do her thing and fill the letters, and the qualities will become Sefirot.
Without darkness, we wouldn't have any possibility to attain the Creator. Only to respect it and to acknowledge it and not to run away from it. Rather, turn darkness into light in a way that out of all the different forms of darkness, we have to see how we grab hold on Him. The Creator. That's a study. But truly, don't disregard this. Because in creation, creation is darkness. Darkness is creation. That's why all the forms are of letters, it's black. The white doesn't add. It's just what emphasizes the darkness, the black. We need, by the arvut, by the mutual support, by maintaining the spirit of the society, we have to help friends hold themselves more and more higher and higher. And especially in times of darkness, that's the test to what extent we may be in bestowal, mutual bestowal, and to the Creator. And you get darkness as if it was light. For us, it doesn't matter. We are, what is a screen? What is a masach? I don't care about the state I'm in. The main thing for me is to bestow. Where are the worst states? Meaning, to what degree of coarseness may I stay in darkness but still bestow? That's the, how you measure a degree. You have something for that? Excerpt number 5 from Baal HaSulam Shamati, Article 13, A Pomegranate. A pomegranate, he said, implies to what our sages said, even the vain ones amongst you are as filled with mitzvot as a pomegranate. He said, Rimon, pomegranate, comes from the word romemut, loftiness, which is above reason. And the meaning will be that the vain amongst you are filled with mitzvot. The measure, the feeling is as much as one can go above reason. And this is called romemut. This is only emptiness in a place where there is no existence. As it is written, hangeth the earth over nothing. You find that what is the measure of the filling of the empty space? The answer is according to one's elevation of oneself above reason. This means that the emptiness should be filled with loftiness, meaning with above reason. And to ask of the Creator to give one that strength. It will mean that all the emptiness was created, meaning it comes to a person to feel thus, that he is empty, only in order to fill it with the romemut of the Creator. In other words, one is to take everything above reason. And this is the meaning of, and God has so made it, that men should fear before Him. It means that these thoughts of emptiness come to a person in order for one to have a need to take upon himself faith above reason. And for that, we need the help of God. It follows that at that time one must ask of the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason.
This is our mistake usually, that we ask for knowledge, a good feeling, fulfillment, because we think that this is how it should be in spirituality. The light should come and fill up our empty, usual vessels, and that is incorrect. We need to ask only to remain in the state as it is, however, to receive a correction, so that the state will seem to us as whole. And then it is considered that we are in faith above reason, and whatever we received it from the Creator, and now we have received a correction so that we understand that it is the best, and our ordinary vessels of reception are not filled up, rather above them, we want to hold on to faith. Let's think about it more and more until bit by bit it will become more clear, more felt. We will agree with it more, and this is how we will advance. Do you have anything above, any song above reason? Which nigun? No, it doesn't matter which one.
Lie, 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 lie
We went through stormy days full of content and changes of sensation and thought. We should try to keep going, not to stay where we were before. Well, we don't remember, we don't know, where is it? We should remember whatever it was, come back to it. Don't come back to it. Don't go back. Let's go forward. If we forgot, we forgot. Everything is under the providence. And we just need to go ahead. Let's hope that next week we will have it will be even better, even more powerful. And so it should be more and more. Well, I have to go. I have a conversation.
Kol ha'olam kulo gesher tzar meod, gesher tzar meod, gesher tzar meod. Kol ha'olam kulo gesher tzar meod, gesher tzar.
Okay,
now we have a question for everyone. Whoever wants to answer, we call it Italian style. Just pick a mic and speak. How can we maintain the safety belt between us so that we can always guard each other and always work above your reason? How can we help each other maintain the safety belt so that we can always work above reason? Go ahead. Whoever wants, just raise your hand, you'll get a mic, and you can answer.
The
truth, it's a great question and an even better opportunity to express, I guess, not only on my name, a great impression, a great inspiration. The connection is the world Kli. That's a good opportunity to say a huge thank you for the impression that they left, they gave us. I think it started in a New Jersey Congress that united the whole world. It continued with overcoming in the Italian Congress. Today we were told that friends from overseas participated in taking part in the exercises, and they told us about it. So I think that if we will succeed to tighten that connection with the World Kli overseas, some kind of combination of, I don't know, random tens with representative from overseas. In other words, this is a kind of above reason that we can understand in our reason, and we can actually promote it. L'chaim.
An exercise is something you learn from. And what we have seen from the last exercises Rav gave us is one thing is you should follow Rav, that's clear, but it needs to be more than that. And secondly, about the worldly, this whole subject of the worldly, the entire worldly being in the same flow, same direction. That's the only thing that can help us.
L'chaim, of course, we're inviting the entire world, Kli, anyone who's in the groups or everywhere, put up a question mark, and we'll give them the opportunity, and please, you can answer the question, how do we maintain that safety belt between us so that we can always work above reason? Please, anybody who wants to is invited. Ashkelon, please. Who said Ashkelon? Effie.
Okay. One of the things that were really, we have to maintain in this holy society is the concern for the well-being of the family, of your environment, to see how every friend around you, how is he? Is he coming? Is he not coming? Make a phone call. Care for each other like a family.
Thank you. In Moscow, please. We are doing this exercise and it helps us a lot. And the most important thing in this exercise is that we care for everyone. Each one of us cares for all the other friends and he checks what state he has with respect to them, with respect to the group, with respect to the Creator. And one can always be in the right connection with the friends. And the more we invest in the friends, so we can hold on more to the state. And this is how we will reach a state where we can care for it, and along with it, do all of the other necessary efforts during the day and discover the Creator through it.
Chaim. Yes, who else wants? Other groups or people here? Boris, you were waving.
Menashe,
go ahead. I want to talk about the last exercise of every hour having the beep and Rav forcing us to have a Zoom meetings 3 times a day. Finally, there's a connection of the heart instead of the mind. L'chaim.
David, yes. Always remember that there is none else besides him, and the fact that we have such a world clear with such a great Rav, it is only thanks to him. And in anything, think about him and give contentment through the connection between us. It is something wonderful what we're doing here. Each one, all the time, should remind each other about the greatness of the Creator. Bnei Baruch, truly, if you look at the whole world, the whole of humanity, the entire universe, Bnei Baruch is the greatest of the Creator. Only from here we will want to cause contentment, great dissemination. L'chaim. We heard from Rav today, don't look back. Whatever we did, we went through all of this density of the work we had last week, and still we are looking ahead. If there are any ideas, any impressions, any inspirations that can add to us for the upcoming week, please, everyone is invited to share. We have little time left, but let's make it focused, if possible, make it concentrated. What do we want to add going forward? Ares, please.
For a long time, for years, we've been asking Rav, how can I go into it during the day, recall it? And some of us work in jobs that are complete madness during the day. And so lately we got this every hour exercise, and this every hour, it forces you to every hour to sit and write something or record something, and it helps you take this corporeal pause and recall where am I? What am I doing in reality? I want from my place in the 10 and the different 10s we've switched to tell the society that we have a wonderful opportunity in this whole mess of our life where everyone runs around his own tail. Stop for a minute. Recall what's really important in life. We don't always remember it throughout the day. But Rav gave us a gift. It's a gift he gave us. We have the opportunity to ask during the day, 15 hours or I don't know how long we have. We can ask, what's really important for me? Do I remember it? Etc. So I want to say thank you very, very much to the big society that pushes us, encourages us, and helps us, and really holds us in two caressing hands so that we can keep the words of Rav and know to put this common intention together. Chaim.
I just wanted to say that I heard, so I recalled because I saw Gena's smile. It always reminds me that we are in a state of wholeness. That state that we now have together with us, the Creator wants us to have this state together. Every state we have in life is a state that is always advancing us, bringing us closer to each other. And our smiles to each other, and the looks, and the persistence. It is also the Creator showing us that we have such parts of souls that are deep, deep inside of Him, close to Him, and we just need to remember that all the time, that there is only one force in reality who is playing with us, helping us, He wants us to truly, practically discover how much He is putting us in a state of wholeness. So, L'chaim to the Creator. Thank you to the great friends. And we will continue together. L'chaim.
First of all, Grandma always says, quit while ahead. So I'm going to hug a bald head now. I'm really close to him. I feel Yanivsi. So taking an optimistic path before the end of the Tish. Don't disconnect from the Creator. He's the source of our connection. He's our Father in Heaven. He's the one. He's the only. Try never to disconnect and always ask and demand. L'chaim.
Amen.
Amen. Friends, all the Kelim have already been elevated. Are already full.
Melim.
All the kelim are all, the vessels are already full. However, we need to create something empty to give to the Creator. The prayers that we give now are
already answered.
They have been answered. To hear me, that's above reason. Because I don't know what am I going to say. However, if we pray now, again and again and again, and it doesn't matter if we have any kind of feeling about anything, but only that we are putting forth the prayer. This means to make a place for the light to fill up. I love you! Whoa, to be inside of you. Okay.
תודה רבה חברים, לחיים.